The first reading today, we hear about this new king who comes to power, who doesn't know Joseph, knew nothing about him, consequently decides he's going to persecute the Israelite people because, it's interesting how he puts it, they are increasing more than we are. Now you have to stop and look at that and say, now, if that's the case, whose fault is that? The Israelites at that point were just a tiny little group. When they came to Egypt, there were 70 of them. And so you've got an entire country of Egypt and 70 people of Israel. By the time they left, there were 640,000 soldiers. They multiplied a lot. And yet at the same time, for whatever reason, the Egyptians weren't. And what they feared was precisely that point. And that's where we have come to at this point. Saw something the other day that there was a Muslim man who was being interviewed up in Canada, and the person doing the interview was rather indignant about what this guy was saying. And he said, well, what, don't you appreciate being in Canada? Don't you like the laws in Canada? And the guy just laughed and said, it's not going to be yours long. He said, we're having babies and you're not. Canada's going to be a Muslim country pretty soon. Yeah, it's not just Canada. All this, number one, is being done intentionally, by the way. But number two, this is all over the world. And what he said is correct. What the Muslims failed to do by force, they are now going to do by birth. It's a fascinating thing when you look at Christianity. Contraception was condemned, absolutely, positively condemned by every single Christian denomination. Even when the Protestants broke from the Catholic Church, they condemned absolutely any form of contraception. And people will say things, stupid things like, well, it's not anywhere in the Bible. First of all, they didn't have the pharmaceutical things that we have today. But it's in the Bible. Every time you read about sorcery and witchcraft, that's what it's talking about. The word pharmakeia, which you will recognize as the word for pharmaceuticals today, is translated as sorcery in the New Testament. The reason is because you had to go to a witch if you wanted to get contraceptives, because nobody with a conscience would ever have done it. But now we have more than 90% of people who call themselves Catholic who are completely in favor of this. 90% of people who call themselves Catholic who are of childbearing age are either contracepting or they have sterilized themselves. So you look at a country like England. The native people in England, their birth rate is 1.8. But the Muslims have pretty much taken over England at this point, and their birth rate is 8.1. It doesn't take a genius to figure out how long this is going to last. And so we have to be able to look at it and say, we have chosen to reject God. Oh, we give him lots of lip service, but we don't uphold his truth. We aren't living according to the morality that God has given to us. As Catholics, we have chosen the opposite. And now, to make matters even worse, we have bishops and priests who are pushing this garbage. There's a priest of this diocese who would go to funerals and literally sit down with the widow and apologize that the church forced her to have so many children. Really? Now, having been in a nursing home for 10 years, never once did I hear a woman say, "I wish I didn't have so many children." Never heard that. But boy, did I hear about all the children that they had. And how many times over the years I have heard the statement, "I wish I had more." So this is what we need to look at. This is a massive problem in our society. Remember when I was in India, all the government vehicles were pushing the contraceptive and abortion nonsense. It was on the back of every single truck that would go down the road. And I asked the priest that I was with, I said, is this garbage working? He said, "Oh no, the Hindus have completely rejected it." He said, "The only ones who are doing that are the Catholics." I said, "Really? The Hindus don't care if you contracept, but the Catholic Church says you can't? But Catholics in India are having one child, and Hindus are having a whole bunch." We've got it all backwards and upside down. The pagans are doing what's right and the Christians are doing what's wrong. And yet we keep giving lip service to God and trying to convince ourselves how upright and righteous we are because of this or that or the other thing. You see, there are very few people these days who would call themselves Christian who are opposed to the doctrines of the church. I don't think anybody has a major problem with the Trinity, or with Jesus, or with our Blessed Lady. It's the moral teachings of the church that have been rejected wholesale. We don't care who gets married to whom, we don't care how they get married, everything is okay, everything is equal. We don't care about contraception. We don't care about abortion. We don't care about euthanasia. Whatever, just fill in the blank. What's the moral problem that you think is okay, that the church has condemned, and yet we keep saying is okay? But then we have groups like the German bishops who just came out and said, "Well, now we have this ceremony for people who can't get married the regular way," meaning two men or two women or somebody who's already married to somebody else. "And here's how we're going to do it. And here's the kind of music that should be added. And here's what the..." It's like, you can't be doing this garbage. But they are. And so again, we look at it and say, does the teaching of Jesus mean anything? That's what we need to really look at within our own selves. The Lord said he came to bring a sword. That's what it is right now. When St. Paul said to Timothy that the day would come when people wouldn't tolerate sound teaching, it has arrived. I mean, when you really look at it, think back when Pope Francis would attack the Americans left and right. Why? Because the Americans were ultra-conservatives. Really? But compared to a lot of places, yeah, we look like a bunch of conservative nuts. America, and the bishops of America, he would complain about them being too conservative. Wow, do we have a problem? So we need to think about what's going on. On one hand, we could say, well, if that's what everyone's doing, then that's what we should be doing too. Wrong. We need to look at it and say, they don't want to serve the Lord. I need to make a choice. I will serve him. I will serve him with my whole heart and soul and strength. I will accept the fullness of the truth, and I will live the fullness of the truth, even if nobody else wants to. Because the truth can't change. If we're going to be true to Jesus, we must be true to him. We can't give him lip service and then not live it. Yes, we're weak. Yes, we're sinners. I understand all that. But we need to be making that effort to say, I am going to live what I profess. We have lots of people who are refusing to do that. People in the hierarchy who are approving of it. But the teaching of our Lord has never changed, and it never will, even if the majority doesn't want to follow it.